Introduction. A Jumbo Problem. Jumbo had parked his wheelchair behind some landscaping in the courtyard to provide cover. The sweltering Phoenix heat was in full force. Slowly, his hand moved down to the compartment on his wheelchair where he kept his semi-automatic. The Phoenix police had set up a perimeter around the building.
"Don't make this any harder on yourself, Jumbo," the police negotiator called out over the bullhorn. "You're not getting out of this. We've got the whole building covered. Just come on out and let us take you in, nice and easy."
Silence fell over the courtyard again, pierced only by the occasional buzzing of a fly or the passing of a random car. Finally, Jumbo spoke.
"Screw you!" he yelled out.
And with that, Jumbo's hands reached for his wheels, and he raced off through the apartment building and down the courtyard path. It didn't take long for the police to catch up to him. In one swift move, the police had knocked over his wheelchair and had Jumbo in cuffs. Just as quickly as it had begun, the standoff was over. This story may seem like something out of a crime fiction novel, but stories like this happen every day and are often great dinner conversation for the property management industry. The owner of this property was a personal friend who had turned to my company for help as he was facing foreclosure. The building had subpar residents, many with criminal backgrounds. These residents were basically running the place by selling drugs and running prostitution rings. The property was unsafe, which was driving all the good residents out. And because most of the residents weren't quality residents, most of the rents weren't paid on time. In fact, the revenues for the property slipped so low because of vacancy and non-payment that most of the normal bills, including the mortgage, couldn't be paid. The owner was in dire straits. This was just one of the many examples, and an all too real reminder, that the lack of good property management can put any investment in jeopardy. I tell you this story not simply because of its shock value, but to dispel the myth that property management is a dull, no-brainer job. It's anything but. As you listen to this audiobook, you will hear many stories that you may not have expected, or if you have been managing property for a while, they may seem all too familiar. The number one job of a property manager is dealing with residents, and the number one rule of dealing with residents is that there are no rules. Anytime you take hundreds of people with diverse backgrounds and personalities, you have a recipe for the unexpected. The amazing thing about Jumbo's story is that it isn't even shocking to me anymore. Any way you slice it, property management is a down and dirty job. But if it's done correctly, it can add incredible value to your investment. I know this because I've been doing it for over 20 years. And after over 20 years in the property management business, there is one thing I can assure you. Poor management equals poor profit. One of the main reasons businesses fail is due to poor management, period. Have you ever been somewhere and had terrible service, perhaps a restaurant or a hotel? In most cases, you would never go back to that place of business. Well, don't think you are unique in that experience. The beauty of all this is that for every failing business, there is someone in denial or an ego that is directly responsible. The facts are usually the same: high turnover, poor training, and poor service. I think of these people and businesses as donors to your financial future, and that's how I look at poorly managed properties.